Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic, Wolf Kvorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the problem we're having with imaging systems with pre-shared keys. So, you probably know the problem. I ran into it many years ago. You image a computer, you join it to the domain. You're like, yeah, it worked. Good. Take the same image and join the next computer to the domain, and it works. Now your first one doesn't work. You take the third one, you join it to the domain, now the other two don't work. You're like, what the heck? And it pretty quickly dawns you, oh, wait a minute. I'm copying over the same shared key and the same security identifier, and therefore Active Directory doesn't know which one of these is real. Right? Imaging without changing that sensitive data causes all sorts of problems. So tip for you, don't do that, and be aware that this is causing a major issue among embedded devices, specifically with encryption keys. New survey that just came out shows over 4 million devices all have these shared private keys. What happens is, someone's going to build an IoT device. Awesome! They take the off-the-shelf developer kit and don't change the keys and load on their software. Someone's going to manufacture a whole bunch of broadband routers. Awesome! It's much easier just to create an image and push that image out to all the devices. So now our routers have the same pre-shared key, private and public. All our IoT devices now have the same key, public and private. You take one of the, fridge, right? Take it apart. Pull out that key. Got your private key. And you know, with private key, that means you can intercept and decrypt the public key encrypted information. So you got that private key. And then you go to the fridge maker X 10,000 series, and you find out that all of them have the same key. And now all of them are exposed. This is a major problem. Like I said, 4 million devices in this new survey. So what can you do? Well, if you're building something, keep in mind, change the keys. Create unique identifiers for each device. There's a reason it's a security key. There's a reason that it's meant to identify, right? Not just do the encryption. And by not changing it, we're actually circumventing that process. Second thing is, if you're ingesting this equipment, change the keys when you get them. Now, this is easier said than done in the consumer space, because the fridge 9000 does not have an interface built in to change that key. This is oftentimes the space or the case in the consumer world. But in the corporate world, it's a little bit different. And bottom line is, just check for it. If you can, do it. So, not always easy to do, but a huge security gap. Security gap that's now affecting millions of devices. And a control that you can check into by checking the keys on the devices you purchase. And ensuring that if you're producing devices, you're taking this into consideration. That's it. Have a good one.